Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, March 22, 2016. I am Tungameli Nkomo.
And I am Tatenda Gumbo, and tonight we are talking civic engagement by young people, especially those in the countryside.
Let's get connected on our social media platforms. Find us on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 or on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318. That number again, 001-202-465-0318.
You can also reach us directly on the phone right now if you call us on 001-202-619-2077. Again, the number is 001-202-619-2077, and we will call you right back.
We are also streaming live on the internet at voazimbabwe.com. or voashona.com, as well as voandevele.com.
Non-governmental organizations working with the young people are urging them to participate in community development programs that improve their communities. Groups such as the Zimbabwe Civic Education Trust are training the youth in various community development and empowering them in different disciplines such as planting of trees and fighting a marriage of underage girls.
While such programs are primarily aimed at community development, there are income generation rewards involved. Not always, but in most cases. But with the overwhelming levels of unemployment, some organizations say getting youths to get involved is a big challenge. So tonight, we talk to those involved, and of course, you're the listener at home.
Mm-hmm. And as usual, every Tuesday, we want the young Zimbabweans out there in Zimbabwe and in the diaspora to join us. So make sure you send us your messages. We are on Twitter, we are on Facebook, we are on WhatsApp. We're on the internet right now, streaming live. We want all of you to join us and give us your input on this topic today.
Yebo, Miss T, kunjalo lichona njani emakhaya ikudibana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection. Lamhlanje kungolwesibili utaba esingalo lamhlanje sikhangela okwenziwa zinhlanganiso ezinye sebenza labontanga ezibahlomisa ngolwazi lokuthuthukisa izigaba zabo lanxa nje esikhathini esiningi kungela nzuzo efana le mali abayitholayo ontanga laba, kodwa inhlanganiso lezi zithi kuqakathekile ukubana ontanga babe ngabakhokheli bezigaba zabo bazilungisele inhlupho abangaba behlangana lazo ezigabeni zabo. Ezinye zalezi nhlanganiso zigoqela i-Rural Communities Empowerment Trust kanye le Zimbabwe Civic Education Trust. Silezo phathamandla zalezo nhlanganiso kulolu hlelo lamhlanje vatereri. Kusangana uku muchirongwa che The Connection, chirongwa cheve chidiki nasi tiri kukurukura ne mabasa ari kuitwa ne mamu emasangano akazvimirira oga anoshanda neve chidiki ayo ari kuvakurudzira kuti vabatikane zvikuru nekugadzirisa matambudziko avangava vachisangana nawo munharaunda dzavo mamwe masangano aya ari ku dzidzisa vechidiki ava kuita mabasa ekugadzirisa nyaya idzi kana kuti kuzviwanirawo cheuviri sezvo mabasa achishayikwa kudai munyika nhasi ndiyo nyaya iri mugango. Saka ngati kurukurei.
Thank you then, Tunga. Now, of course, as you said, as we said earlier, the Zimbabwe Civic Education Trust, ZIMCET, the initiative is to prepare young Zimbabweans in rural areas to raise awareness and focus on numerous challenges they're facing in their different communities. So as we said earlier, there are some who were doing, work with the Environmental Management Agency. There were others who were collaborating with the Forest Commission, basically tackling issues that they saw a fit in their particular communities. And as we understand recently, those that participated in the program since January recently just graduated on. So we hope to see that they continue these initiatives forward in their respective areas.
Indeed, a great initiative there by the Zimbabwe Civic Education Trust. We are going to be talking to the organization's director shortly. I'm not sure if we have on the line. Gladys Sachwayo. Good evening, Gladys.
I think we are still getting her on the line. Right now we have Vumani Ndlovu. Am I correct? Mr. Ndlovu, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Welcome. Thank you to the program. Of course, Vumani Ndlovu is the coordinator of Rural Communities Empowerment Trust, based in Matabeleland South, where, of course, he's working with rural communities, empowering them, in particular, what we like to know mostly of what are young people doing in the area.
Indeed. Mr. Ndlovu, tell us more about your works as the Rural Communities Empowerment Trust. What exactly are you doing, and how are communities benefiting from your programs?
Okay. Our work mainly involves engaging the communities and empowering them to develop themselves. We encourage that the communities come together, share ideas, share experiences on how they can develop themselves. We also encourage the ordinary villagers to meet their leadership, create some platforms where the leadership can meet the ordinary villagers, get their concerns, as well as hear the fears and the development aspirations from the ordinary villagers. They also get to use those platforms to feedback to the community. So basically, what happens during these investment meetings is that community development issues mainly are tackled, and it affords the communities to at least share some experiences and ideas on how they can move their communities forward.
Mm-hmm. And how important have these, initiatives that you're doing, have they been for young people in particular? What do young people say after going throughout these initiatives? What's their feedback to you as an organization?
Yes, initially we had some challenges in terms of attendance of the young people. They were not motivated to attend these community gatherings, mainly because of a number of reasons. Chief amongst those reasons was that they are not accorded enough opportunity to air their views by the elderly due to cultural and societal values, which really adapt to the young people, to the periphery. Secondly, because of economic opportunities that the rural young people are exposed to, they are actually not valued much by the elderly in the community because of their economic statuses. There is that belief that if you are not economically empowered, if your economic status is very low, you can't make some meaningful contributions in the community. So these are some of the challenges that the young people face, especially in the rural areas where they are economically disempowered.
Nimzana Ndlovu, ngiphe nje umzekeliso. Asithi nginguntanga angisebenza ngilamsebenzi ngisekhaya. Liyabuya lina njengenhlanganiso, liyakhomba lapho kumoshakale khona. Kungaba ngomgwaqo, kungaba kumbe iclinic efuna ukulungiswa, kungaba yini. Lingikhuthaza ukubana njengontanga ngiphakame ngilungise khonapho kungelambhadalo. Liyangikhombisa kanjani?
Iyagqugquzela kabanzi mnumzana ukuthi ontanga bephatheke kweze-development bengithi inqubekela phambili yezigaba zabo ngoba sinanzelela ukuthi ikusasa ngeyabo yibo okumele ukuthi balungise inqubekela phambili yezigaba zabo. Kodwa ekwenzeni kwethu khona lokho sihlangana lenhlupho ezimbalwa ezinjengokuthi kuba nzima ukuthi ontanga banakane ngokuthi baphatheke kwintuthuko yezigaba bengakenelisi ukuthi bazithuthukise bona ngokwabo. So okuyi-imperative kibo yithi nje kumqoka kibo yukuthi baqale bazithuthukise bona then bese beqalisa ukuthuthukisa izigaba. Siyakunanzelela ukuthi kune-relationship between ukuthuthuka kukantanga le-capacity yakhe yokuthi athuthukise izigaba. Laba bangani bathuthukile bayacontributa ku-development yezigaba zabo, kodwa iningi eliyibo eliphakathi kobunzima, phakathi kobuyanga, kuba nzima ukuthi umtshele ngokuthi hambe egebha umgwaqo laphana uzilungiselele ukuthuthukisa isigaba sakho nanxa kungelambhadalo, kumbe kuyakhiwa iklinika hambani liye kwathi iklinika kungelambhadalo kumbe kwakhiwa isikolo. Iningi li-preoccupied ngokuthi lidinge indlela yokuziphilisa bebethengisa babe-involved kwi-informal sector. Abanye basuka sibili baye ngaphandle kwamazwe kusale kungasela ontanga abangathuthukisa izigaba zokusela abadala bodwa.
Thank you there, Vumani Ndlovu. Just hold on the line. Tunka, I understand we have another one of our guests that's joining us today. That is Mishek Gondo. Mishek, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Zena.
Mishek, of course, is the director of the National Association of Youth Organizations, among others. Tell us about your organization and how you're helping empower young Zimbabweans, in particular those that are in the rural areas.
Thank you very much, Tatenda. Our organization, as you have rightly said, that it's a national organization. That is an umbrella body of youth organizations in Zimbabwe, which is based in empowering young people. Youth development is a critical thing that we are doing. And how we work with them, we work through clusters. Because I have alluded to before, we are an umbrella body, an association, where member organizations from different provinces, work in all provinces of Zimbabwe, they affiliate with us, and also youth advocates that are not necessarily coming from youth organizations. But as you have rightly mentioned, the issue of youth empowerment, I would want to highlight one of the successful programs in Zimbabwe that is now adopted by...
Hello? I think we have lost Gondo.
We now have another guest, our third guest, Gladys Hlatshwayo, Director of Zimbabwe Civic Education Trust, ZIM. ZIMSET. Yeah. Mzware Hlatshwayo Magadi. Tiri boss tiregi, tinomu gamu chirai muchirongwa.
Thank you very much.
Kwa mungati mabasa amore kuita se isangano, aka kosha sei kuneve chidiki uye zwe naraunda za vare kugara.
Chakakoshera maprograms atiri kuita ndezvekuti vechipiki kana vachizvitarisa vanozvitarisira pasi vanoona vari vanhu vasina chavangaita kubatsira macommunities avo nematambudziko ari mumacommunities mavari kubva. Saka isu chirongwa chedu chiri kuchinja mafungiro evechipiki pamusoro pavo ivo sevechipiki. Tiri kudzidzisa vechipiki kuti ivo havasi vatungamiriri vemangwana asi vatungamiriri vanhasi, naizvozvo vanofanha kuona zvekuita pamusoro pematambudziko ari mumacommunities avo. Saka isu tiri kusenza nevechipiki mumatambudziko akasiyana-siyana anosanganisira matambudziko emachild marriages, kuroorana kana kuroorwa kwevana vachiri vadiki, nyaya dzinosanganisira nyaya dzemigwagwa dzisina kumira zvakanaka mumacommunities, nyaya dzewaste management, nyaya yemaaccidents nezvimwe zvinhu zvakaita saizvozvo. Vechidiki vari kutaurawo nemapazi akasiyana-siyana ehurumende pamusoro pematambudziko avo ivava, vachiwanawo rubatsiro kubva kune magovernment departments akasiyana-siyana. Vamwe vari kuseenzana naenvironmental management agency vachipiwawo zvinhu zvakaita semabhini vachidistributa macommunities mavo. Vari kupatinawo nevanhu vakaita sana forest commission vachipiwa miti vachipedzawo matambudziko akasanganisira nyaya dzedeforestation mumacommunities nezvimwe zvinhu zvakasiyana-siyana. Saka tiri kuona sekuti vechipiki vaakutanga kuona vari vanhu vane zvavanokwanisawo kucontributa towards community development mumacommunities mavo, chinova chinhu chakanaka chaizvo.
Batai makadaro muzvare hlatshwayo tine mutereri parunhare. Silo mulaleli Mahlobo, kunjani Mahlobo?
Hayi, ngiyaphila futhi, kunjani?
Hayi, siyaphila. Usitshayela ungaphi ba?
South Africa.
Okay, sungenile kuhle.
Alright. Hayi, ngiyaluza uhlelo neprogram ekhulunywayo ngiyayizwa, kodwa okusalayo kimi ngumbono wami bengithi mina akhona ama-development lawo afishes ukuthi abantu ngabayasebenza bengatholi lutho. Thina njengabatsha kunzima ukuthi umuntu azikhethe esiyakwenza umsebenzi abe ngakwazi ukuthi yena ikusasa lakhe liyaba ngaphi ngemva kwalowo msebenzi, ikakhulu sikhangele impilo esiyiphila namhlanje.
Kodwa kuyabe kuyikuthuthukisa isigaba sakho phela Mahlobo.
Yebo, isigaba singathukuthuka but mina ngizatholani ngemva kwalokho okusalayo? Phela kulezi nsuku uyakwazi la impilo yakhona isidinga ukuthi ngenze lokuyana kwenze ukuthi kusasa lami ngithole something.
Aha. Hayi, siyabonga. Qhubeka ba.
Then enye into ekhona. Kulezindawo ukutholakala khona ezinye izinto ngizalinganisa njengasenkayi. Endaweni yasenkayi kulendawo okuthiwa kusesivomo, egusini lesivomo kube namakhampani abeyesiya laphana egamula izihlahla zemugwa. Bayenze angazi kwenze more than 5 years. But i-community yakhona phana ayizange yathola lutho. So kule zigaba ezibili uhulumende kumbe amakampani aza benefita, but i-community within that place doesn't benefit anything. So I want all those organizations to look at the villages and rural areas whereby a certain company or the government, if it is benefiting something, them to look at what are they going to do with the community in that area. It doesn't help for the government or for the company to come and gain, like what I was saying, in that forest whereby they came in, they were cutting mukwa for furniture, which is a good thing, but what did the community there benefited? Nothing. At least if there's a certain asset from the government or from an individual company which would be getting from that community place, there should be a certain percent of amount which the community should get through that business which that company or the government will be doing in that place. That is my own view.
Aha, hayi limqotho lelo mahlobo. Siyabonga ba.
Alright.
Aha, valid point there from our listener mahlobo from South Africa. And by the way, before we get a reaction from our guests, our listeners will remember that the Ndebele show is running a competition, a poetry competition, whereby we are inviting school kids to recite their original poems, to write poems and recite them, and send them to us by WhatsApp. We have a commercial on that, but I'm told that we are not yet ready with that. We are coming to that briefly.
Mm-hmm. But it's been wonderful responses in Tunga. We got to see some of them earlier today. Our young people sending their videos, reading poetry. It's very, very beautiful. Very nice.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. And sigeza kuluma lembongi ezi lotumo abantu abafana la bobongani ncube. Owe ngibhace ezizweni sikhulumele ngesonto lamhlanje sikhulumelo khumbulani umfo kaMaphosa kusasa singabale nhlanhla sizakhuluma lomzwa wakhe Mbuli nke ngamdinga lamhlanje bengabambeki kodwa sizazama ngazo zonke indlela ukubana simthole uMbuli meanwhile bokeke liqhubeke listumela inkondlo zenu ke likhumbule kule mivuzo ama radio iskipa kugcwele siyahulula imivuzo khona but inemterere misti anonjani
anzi moyo ndizo
moyo ndizo kana kuti mandizo
ndambona kuti zvanzi moyo ndizo but I'm not too sure saka let's double check
tinzo mtereri tinokugamuchirai muchirongwa munonzi moyo ndizo kana kuti mandizo
Moyo ndizo.
Aha, mapina muchirongwa mukoma.
Zvakanaka.
Tipe yenyu contribution yenyu muri kuzviona sei zviri kuitwa nemasangano aya ari kukurudzira vechidiki kuti vanofanirwa kuwanikwa vachibatikana nenyaya dzekusimudzira nharaunda dzavo.
Kumusimudzira nharaunda dzavo zvinenge zvakanaka chose kuitira kuti nyange nanyika inobudirira asi problem ndozvavako ndeye kuti havazozvikwanisi kuzozvipedza havazokwanisi kuzvipedza nokuti vanozoshayiwa mari yekuzvipedzisa asi kudazvo zvinenge zvakanyanya kunakawo kuti nyika isimukire nyange nenharaunda zvibude zvakanaka zvinofadza izvozvo
andidi ko muri wechidiki here imimi
hayi ndiri muhandiri wechikuru hangu
okay asi vechidiki muri kuvaona here vachiita mabasa ekusimudzira nharaunda dzavo kwamuri ikoko
zvinofanirwa kuti zviite asi havana chavanobudisira kuti chavanosimudzira kuti vaiti nokuti chinonetsa ndechekuti havana mari havana mabasa savakungoitaiko zvino izvi kungomwadoro nokuti havana mabasa kungoba zvinhu zvavabereki vachindotengesa kuti vaone upei huri nani nokuti hakuna mabasa hakuna kana nemari yekuti vaone kuti vangaita chimwe chinhu muupenyu tingareverana nhema kuti ikoti vai kuti vanobudizira chii chavangasimudzira mazuva ano hakuna
ko mari yedoro racho vari kuiwana kupi vasingashani
vanotengesa zvinhu zvaana baba zvavanoba magejo vanoba mbudzi vanoba huku dzavabereki vondotengesa ndokuti vagowana mari yekumadorei nekuti hakuna mabasa
aiwa maida basa mukoma moyo ndizvo kumasvingoko tinotenda
zvakanaka
toya kwamuri sisi Gladys are you still on the line hello
Hello, Muzware Hlatshwayo, muripo here?
I think we're losing it there. I hope Vumani Ndlovu, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still on the line.
If you can just react to what Mr. Moyondiro just said, where he's saying that, you know, due to the economic situation, socio-economic situation in Zimbabwe, you know, youths are turning to deviant behavior. You know, of course, he's saying that what he's noticing is most young people are just spending their time drunk, doing drugs, things like that, you know, because of the lack of having jobs. What's your take on that?
That's very, very true. As a result of the economic challenges dividing the communities, the majority of youth have resorted to such kind of behavior. They've become drunkards, prostitutes. They engage in prostitution as a way of trying to eke out a living. That's very true. And because they've nothing to do, they wind up time by spending most of their time drinking in the PROs and committing quite a number of crimes. So you can relate the high rate of crime rate, the high crime rate, especially in the rural areas, to poverty and the lack of job opportunities. So that's what my brother is just raised is very true. Let me also briefly respond to what the initial caller, Mr. Mashoba, I think from South Africa, said regarding the natural resources that are available, especially in Matabele and North. He gave an example of Ngai. That's very true also. You know that the resources that are available in the community that are naturally supposed to be assisting the communities through employment creation are not benefiting them. There are few individuals, some that are politically connected, that benefit from those resources. I can give an example of areas like Cholocho, Lupane, Nkai, that are endowed with hardwood timber. But that timber, which is supposed to be creating, which is supposed to create timber logging, the furniture companies are not benefiting the local community. If that timber is well utilized, it has the capacity to create employment. So what is needed is value addition and beneficiation for that timber. But unfortunately, only few individuals and those that have political connections are benefiting from the timber that is supposed to be assisting the community. Schools are not finished while this timber is just being cut near that particular school. Schools are dilapidated, social service delivery is very poor. Besides timber, we have got other resources such as coal in Matabeleland. You can give an example of one, but the communities are not benefiting anything. Look at the Bulawayo, Nkai Road. It's so poor. It has never been developed since independence. So these are some of the challenges that the rural communities in Matabeleland North, where we are operating, are facing.
Ngumnumzana Vumani Ndlovu wenhlanganiso ye Rural Communities Empowerment Trust ekhuluma ke ngodubo oluhlangana lezakhamizi zendaweni ezitshiyene ezifana labo Nkayi labo Cholocho ikakhulu enkayi okuye kwakhuluma khona umlaleli ukuthi kulamankampani alungisa amaplanka afike khona le minyakeni edluleyo ageca esageca izihlahla zethimba kodwa izigaba lezo ezenkayi kazizange zithole lutho kazizange zibenefite kulokho kulezo nhlelo zalawa mankampani abuye athatha izihlahla athatha lama benefits ahamba.
Now with that, Ntunga, bringing us right to the end of the first half. But as usual, I hope everyone knows that we are streaming live at voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com, where we will keep going with our conversation to our guests. I think right now we have Vumani Ndlovu, but Gladys Lachwayo and Misha Gondo, we hope to get you back on the line. We'll talk to you in the second half. I'm Tatenda Gumbo.
And I'm Ntunga Milinkomo. Please do stay tuned.